I'm not sure could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, second hour coming up. Folks, I'll tell you what, you know, this ordeal with Greg Pound has been going on for quite some time. I know a lot of you listeners are aware of the situation. Some of the new listeners aren't. But this is a situation that's going on throughout this country, and these people, the CPS workers, are getting federal funding to go in there and look for any reason they can find to steal your children. They're going into affluent families, people that they think can afford to pay for the court costs and attorney's fees. They're draining them dry financially and emotionally. And then they're just tossing them off. They're keeping the children. They're perverting the children. And I give Greg all the accolades in the world for taking the initiative to run for sheriff and see if he can do something about it. More people need to take the initiative to try to right some of the things that are wrong in this country. Now, speaking of that, the initiative, I want to mention again, my website, I have, and I apologize to the listening audience, I have not updated my website. In the last couple of weeks, I've been really busy. www.theamericanawakening.org. I'm going to write a complete report on my trip down to Mexico and the experiences I had. I went down there at the invite of Ron the Expatriate, of whom I've had up on my show a couple times. You folks have heard. And it seems that that particular subject just lights a fire. There's a lot of controversy about that particular subject, and it's almost like they say don't discuss religion or politics. I mean, people get hot under their collar about that issue. And at any rate, I want to tell you, on my way back up here, I was kind of out of touch because I was traveling. A funny little incident happened. I got through customs okay. But a funny little incident happened to me when you take off your shoes and you take off your belt and you're standing in line to put that little tray with all your belongings in to go into the X-ray scanner. There was about, I would say, 20 people, 10 on each side of the table that were standing there. They were, doing their thing, taking stuff out of their pockets and putting them in there. And all of a sudden the conveyor belt stopped. And the TSA officers up there were really ticked off at something. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention because I was busy taking off my belt and shoes. But this one guy, this one TSA officer, took an opportunity. I guess somebody had done something. They had taken some liquid that was more than the allotted amount, and they'd put it in there and they were trying to get it through. Well, they stopped the conveyor belt for a good 10 minutes, and this TSA officer comes back and he goes on a tirade, talking to this whole group of people like they're little children, talking all of the instructions about how much you can carry and what amounts don't go through, and don't worry, if you try to get it through, we're going to catch you and so forth. It just amazed me what kind of a diatribe this guy went on. And I was thinking to myself, it's amazing what happens to somebody when they give you a little tin badge and $10 an hour and you think you've got some power. Other than that, I didn't have any problems going through on either side. The U.S. customs officials were just as polite to me as the Mexican officials. And frankly, I was a little bit surprised because the last time I had come in from out of the country, they just ripped my bags to shreds. Not this time, though. So at any rate, that was that deal. But I come back here. I get back, and I'm catching up because, as you know, I'm a listener to RBN. I need my fix just like everybody else out there does. So I'm going back. I'm listening to some of the archives of these shows. And to my amazement, it's amazing how rumors get started. You don't know who starts them, but it's kind of like a snowball rolling downhill. They seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The next thing I know, I come back to the news that I'm leaving the country. And there's shows going on about the fact that I'm leaving and the controversy about it and the pros and cons about what do you think about expatriation and are you a coward?
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Little technical glitch there. I didn't hear the music when we went off the break, so I apologize for that. Anyway, the phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. I'm going to touch on a few issues here today that I'd like to get some input on if you want to call in, give me a question or a comment about it. But at any rate, it fascinates me because, somewhere in the mix, some rumor, and I don't know who started the rumor or whatever, but I have never at any point in time told anybody that I was leaving this country. Now, I have said to many people that it's a possibility at some point in time that I might, okay? I haven't made a decision to do that. This country, we've got a lot of problems, just like you heard with Greg Pound on there. They are trying, this government is trying to break us down. They are trying to separate us. We've got a major amount of issues, and if enough people don't step up to the plate with the diligence like Greg Pound and other people to try to get something done about it, we're going to lose this country. Now, I took a trip. I was invited to go down to Mexico by Ron, an expatriate who has moved there. Now, Ron has a business. Ron has a business for expatriates, for acclimating them, for spending time with them, for walking them through the hoops of how to leave this country. Ron invited me to go down there for 5 days to look at the other side of the coin and to to see what the differences were between what freedoms we have down there or they have down there as opposed to what we have up here and so forth. And I did just that. And I spent 5 days. I met a lot of people down there. I interviewed a number of people, and I found through at least in the two communities that I was in, and I'm doing this from a journalistic point of view. I was fascinated to find out in interviewing a number of these people, and I'm talking about people who had been approached by, being an illegal immigrant and coming over the border, people who had been there and came back. And I found at least in these two communities, one community, one village, that these people weren't coming over the border to make their home here. They were coming over the border to make money to send back to build houses so they could go back. Now, this is being perpetuated by at least our government, because they are giving these immigrants reasons to come over here. They are giving them preferred attention, just like I had reported last week, I believe, when I went to court and I said that the illegal immigrants, the non-English-speaking immigrants, were the first ones to get heard in the courtroom. Then the second ones were the Hispanics that were just there. And the third ones to be heard were the white Caucasian people. So, and if they go to a bank, they can open up a bank account without a social security number. So my job and my diligence, I thought, well, this is a great opportunity for me to go down there free of charge. Didn't cost me anything, folks, except maybe a couple of adult beverages at the bequest of Ron, and also with the hospitality that his wife and him awarded me while I was there. He was a great tour guide. And it's a big difference between going down to a country if you don't know the language and not being able to communicate because there's a communication block there, or having somebody that translates and actually being able to talk to and interview people about their perspectives, both politically and as far as the immigration issue is concerned. And what I came away from that with is that, yes, it is a tighter-knit community down there than it is up here, but it's not our fault as people. It's this government. This government, the powers that be, are attacking the people of this country on a number of different levels. Greg Pound is just one incidence of many different levels of which they are attacking us on. And it's up to us to do something about it. And I give kudos to Greg for stepping up to the plate and running for sheriff. And what I'm trying to do here, folks, is I went down and I spent 5 days with Greg. I spent 5 days with Ron, and I looked at a different side of the coin. Now, am I saying that all of the Mexican people or the Latin American people are coming up here just to make money to send back? No. But what I am saying is in those two incidents, in that one community and in that one village, the overall consensus of the people I interviewed was just that. They had no desire to stay here. So it is this government that is perpetuating them coming up here, giving them preferred benefits. Now, I say that to say this. On my show Monday, Dave called in. I was very upset by virtue of the fact that I was speaking highly of these people down there. And Dave was going off on a kind of a tirade, and he wouldn't stop long enough for me to make a point, so I cut his mic. And then Dave called back in, and I kept him up for about an hour. And Melissa called in, and she was very irate because of the fact that they were going off on me for not, with what's happening in their particular communities. And Dave came up with the idea that I should go to one of these communities to see what's going on. And I told Dave Monday on the show that, yes, I would do that. Now, I want to make something clear. I'll be happy to do that, and I'll be happy to go spend 3-4 days there in whatever community that you pick. The problem is it's a monetary issue, okay? I don't have a lot of money to travel around the country. Now, can I do journalistic work? You bet I can, and I'm going to write a full report on what I broadcasted last Friday and Monday, and I'm going to put it up on my website. So I put this out there, and again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you folks think that it's a good idea for me to go report on the other side, like Dave and Melissa suggested that I do, I'll be happy to do so. I'll take up a collection, and I will go to whatever location you guys decide, and I will look at the issue, and I will report on the issue as I see it, which is exactly what I did when I was down in Mexico for this past 5 days. Now, who came up with the rumor that I was moving to Mexico? I don't have a clue. But I went back into the archives and I listened to my show yesterday with Rob Bishop, and Rob Bishop was on there with his guest talking about my expatriation and the fact that I'm 58 years old and going on 60, and it's, you know, that I'm retiring down there or whatever. Okay, and that's, you know, that's not the fact. Now, I've had conversations with Rob about the possibility of expatriation, just like I've had with a number of different people. But I have never, ever come out to anybody and said, you know what, I'm moving out of this country. The reason that I'm doing this show is because I'm doing everything in my power to try to do what it takes to get this country back to what I thought it was supposed to be when I was being taught in school that it was a constitutional republic. End of story. If I didn't think it was worth my while to do, or I didn't think that you know, we could win this thing, I wouldn't be wasting my time doing this. I'd be off doing something else. Now, I was offered an opportunity to go down to Mexico. I was negotiating a business deal with this gentleman. This gentleman wants to sponsor me on the on my show. He wants to talk about the issue of expatriation. Now, I don't know, you know, I know John's got a lot on his plate. I know he's got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. But before I left Wednesday, John came on, you know, as I was in it, and I was on John's show shortly before that, and he was joking with me. He says, I know where you're going. You're going to Scotland. I said, no, John, I'm not going to Scotland. So when my show ended Wednesday, he came on and he said, okay, well, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to Mexico, John. And he says, oh, okay, fine. Then he also went along to say, what for? And I said, John, I'm going down to discuss business with somebody. Now, obviously, John forgot that conversation because he went on his show the next day and he said that he hadn't spoken to me and he didn't know. Well, I know he's got a lot on his plate and, you know, he obviously didn't remember that I had told him that. But how this rumor got started that I'm moving out of the country and then all of a sudden the airwaves are lighting up and you know, if you move out of the country, you're a coward and so forth. There's two different ways of looking at that. The first way is if you move out of the country, you're a coward. Now, that's John's perspective and I respect that. However, on the flip side of the coin, and this is where I want to get some input from the listening audience. You know, if you guys want to call in and voice your opinion on this, or if you want to voice your opinion on the me going out to one of these communities where there are a lot of illegal immigrants, you know, feel free to call in, okay, because I'll be happy to do that and report my findings of it. But at any rate, back to what I was talking about. So, John, you know, I don't know where that rumor got started. I know that there are a number of people that are considering. I've had people that have called into my show. When I've had a show on expatriation, the phone lines load up. The numbers go up immensely. It's a very controversial show, and it's good for the numbers because it's a very emotional issue because you've got the one side of the coin that says, well, if you do that, you're a coward. A couple of things I want to insert here. That this government, this hog government, the hijacked outlaw government, I think we can all agree that this is no longer our government. It's not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It has been hijacked. Some of these same people that are in this government, that were born and raised on this soil, have no loyalty whatsoever to this country or the sovereignty of this country. Dick Cheney has bought himself property in Dubai, for crying out loud. He has moved the majority of his assets into euros because he knows, as well as the informed ones, such as us, as they are by design crashing our economy. George Bush, as we all know, or at least my veteran audience knows, has bought 100,000 acres, from what I hear recently, has bought more down in Paraguay. That's not the United States of America. These people have no more loyalty to this particular soil than the man in the moon. These people have hijacked our country, period, cut and dry. Now, John Stadtmuller talks about boots on the ground, and I agree with him. We need more boots on the ground. We need a lot more boots on the ground. But I can sit here, folks, and I can watch the numbers of this, and I give accolades to all of the hosts on this network because they preach their hearts out about putting more boots on the ground, about inviting people to come and listen to RBN, this network, and let us, if you don't want to come, go out and wake people up, you know, just get a bumper sticker, go out and invite people to come and listen to the show. All of us do this, and I'm talking about Rick Adams and Michael Piper and John Stadtmuller and Charles Giuliani. All of us do this because we have a passion. We're not getting rich doing this. We're not being paid shills to lie to you and get millions of dollars a year to do this. We do this because we love our country. And I'm no different than anybody else out there. I love this country, too. The problem is that I can't find it. It's gone. It's been taken away from me, and it's been taken away from you. I'll be back with more when we get back. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Going to take a break. See you in three.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, I've mentioned before on my show, and I'm going to mention this again because I think it's important. RBN's logo is because you can handle the truth. And as you know, it's an addicting network because you start listening to this network and you're going to find out things you're never going to hear on mainstream news. The problem is that not all of us can get it right 100% of the time. And the truth is what our perceptions are based upon the education and the knowledge that we have. So when, you know, John reports one thing, or I report one thing, or Robbie Noel reports one thing, or whatever, it is the truth as much as within their spirit that they can give you based upon their knowledge and education. Now, there was a rumor that came out. Somebody started something that I was leaving the country. I don't know who started that rumor, okay? It wasn't the truth. But it's funny how rumors get started. I don't know who started it. I can't point a finger in anybody's direction. But I want you to think about something for a minute. You know, John mentioned, I heard an archive of his show, and he mentioned, well, if you leave this country, you're a coward. Okay, well, that's fine. And I commend John for his position on that. That's his truth, and you have to respect that. But then I look at Vietnam, and I look at them, you know, we sent troops out over there. We lost 58,000 men. The people in that country were not going to lose that war, because when the heat was turned up to a point where they were being bombed into oblivion, guess what? A lot of them left the country. They went into Laos. They went into Cambodia. They dug in, okay, and they fought a guerrilla warfare. And that is why we couldn't win. It didn't matter how long the war went on. It didn't matter how many soldiers we put over there. We couldn't win. That was their soil. But some of them expatriated. Now, why did I say that? I'm saying that here's the problem that I have as far as you know, what's going on at this moment. And I know there's a lot of listeners that have called in about this. The biggest problem that I have with a lot of the hosts is they're talking about these problems and the fact that, you know, with the patriotic assertions that they're putting out, with more boots on the ground, which is true. We need those, okay? But also, you know, these people that are they're dividing us, they're attempting to conquer us in every way, shape, and form. And I'm talking about all the way from the poisoning of our food to the metal particles being sprayed in these chemtrails to make us more susceptible to the HARP, you know, the scalar weapons or whatever. They're attacking us on all ends. Now, that's a tremendous force against us, and they're also trying to create, you know, they're forcing the decline of our economy. They're going to crash the dollar. They've already come out and said that. So, are you a coward if you are standing in front of 50 guys with full dress, submachine guns, tasers, whatever they've got on them? And you're standing there with a weapon and saying, I'm not leaving my ground. Because you might take out 2, 3, 4, 10 of them, but they're going to get you. Or, and I want some input from the listening audience on this. Or, like, what was that movie? I can't remember. Miyagi. It was that karate movie years ago. Okay? Mr. Miyagi said, best way to avoid punch being thrown, not be there. Now, does that mean that you're running away? No. That, in my mind, means that you're strategizing, you're guerrilla fighting, as you will, like they did in Vietnam, okay? And they ultimately got their country. So, you know, there's different ways of looking at this. Am I right or am I wrong? I don't know. That's anybody's guess. Is John right or John wrong? That's John's truth. Anybody that steps outside of the soil is a coward in John's mind. And I respect John for that, okay? I don't tend to 100% agree with John on that respect, okay? Because if I stepped outside this country, it's not because I'm leaving and never coming back. It's because I'm strategizing in such a way to live to fight another day. Now, who's right and who's wrong? It's your guess. It's not mine, okay? I have my perceptions. John has his perceptions. And all of you out there in the listening audience, you all have your perceptions. What's truth and what's not? The biggest problem that I see here is, and I'm probably guilty of this too. You know, as we get on, we say, okay, we're gonna fight this thing and we're going to do this and do that. Folks, I do everything I can do to fight this. You know, I do everything I can do the research to find out what's going on a particular issue, and then I bring it forward to you. There are other people that do that as well. There are other people that do nothing and just form their opinions based on what somebody else tells them. So, you know, you get to a place where you say, okay, what is right and what is wrong? The biggest problem that I see is that they, you know, I hear everybody, and I'm probably guilty of this too, is talking about what are we going to do, you know, or what we're going to do, and we're going to stand and we're going to fight. Well, you know what? What's the plan? What's the plan? I haven't heard any plan. Now, here's my vision, okay? You've got me here. You got John back there, and you've got other patriots that are scattered throughout the United States, and some of them are well-armed, just in case the crap hits the fan here, okay? But remember the divide and conquer? What's going to happen? I think, you know, Jack McLam is doing a really good job, from what I hear up there in Idaho, educating the police and military. If push came to shove, it's anybody's guess as to what would happen. Okay, do we have enough police and military to step up to the plate and realize that they took an oath to the Constitution to protect it and defend it, and I'm talking about all of it, not just parts of it? Because let's face it right now. I had a conversation with a guy on an airplane last night on the way back here. I'm going to tell you about that in a few minutes. This guy was your typical dumbed-down American. And I'm going to tell you why I have my ups and downs in this. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to tell you this quick story about my plane ride on the way back. I'm sitting next to your typical dumbed-down American and got on the subject of politics, and this guy's looking at his horse racing guide, and he's spending all his time looking at which horse has the best odds to win. In the midst of a conversation that he started, by the way, on politics. And, you know, that's the wrong place to go with me or John or anybody else if you're a typical dumbed-down American. By the time I got through with this guy, he was looking at me with a glazed look like I had a tinfoil hat on my head, didn't believe a word I had to say. And as all of you know out there, you know, I'm pretty prolific when I need to be at putting my point across. And this guy absolutely didn't believe it. He was so dumbed down and propagandized by mainstream Bill O'Reilly, and he admitted it, by Sean Hannity and so forth, that he had nothing to say. He had no argument, because every time I'd ask him where he got his information, he would come right out and tell me he got it from Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly. And when I would tell him how much they were being paid to lie to me, he would laugh right in my face. And it's at those points in time when I'm sitting right straight to face with one of these dumbed down Americans and they laugh at me in the face, you bet I'm thinking about at times leaving the country, because if that's all we've got, we're not going to get enough boots on the ground. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to Bryant, Virginia. I'm with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Bryant. How you doing?
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I happened to hear your show some while you were gone, and I happened to hear some of Mr. Stattmiller's. And I think he was making a very clear point, which is quite different from what you are. He was saying for a person that had no real good valid reason to go anywhere, don't waltz away and go to France or Canada and then wait for somebody else to mop it up and then come back and want to enjoy the spoils with us who stayed here and toughed it out. I don't think he was making it plain that he wasn't speaking on behalf of someone that might have a very valid reason for leaving.
Well, I'll tell you what, John knows my situation behind the scenes, and he knows what kind of pressures I'm under, and I'm talking about pressures, you know, federally and, the, you know, bureaucratically and so forth.
All that's extenuating, and he would understand that, but he was just talking about somebody like myself. I don't have any family. I just don't want the heat, so I go somewhere, and then after somebody makes it all nice and enjoyable again, I want to sneak back in and act like I was here helping, you know, clear up the problem. That's what he was saying, and I'm sure you would agree with that. You know,
I'll tell you what. I would hope that John by now knows my mindset. The only thing that I would say
I really don't want to talk about your.
That's fine.
For somebody that just doesn't want to put up with the heat, he didn't want to see him waltz back in here and start picking the fruit.
I don't disagree with him on that issue.
Right.
That's okay,
right.
That's a fair weather
all
friend.
That's
like the story of Chicken Little. I don't disagree with him there. Okay, so go ahead.
You all really agree, and you're just now the audience is having to sit here listening to an argument that really doesn't exist.
Brian, it's not an argument. It's a perspective. Okay.
Right.
As I said, I went down there for 5 days. I've got a guy that wants to sponsor me on the network to have a show on expatriation.
I heard that. He does get confused. I called his show one time, and he had a remark after I was gone that I called all the time and used fictitious names. And at that time, I'd never called any radio programs. So this is the second time I've called a company, and I don't breathe so good anyway. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and I hope we can just get on with something else because there's no argument about it. Really.
Brian, all I'm doing is clarifying perspectives. I'm not arguing with anybody. I'm not bad-mouthing anybody. I'm not saying anything about anything. I'm just clarifying perspectives. That's all I'm doing.
And I did notice that they made a mistake in characterizing that you had gone away because I never thought you had, and I don't think any of the audience really did.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Brian. All right, let's go to Kurtman. And just says Kurtman. I don't know where you're from. Kurtman, go ahead. Oh, he dropped off. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I've got a note here. Manny, you just typed me a note. Says, what's John have to do with all this? He was wondering. Is it Manny? John was wondering what he has to do with all this. I went in and listened to his archives, and evidently, you know, he's talking about me leaving the country, or he's talking about cowards for leaving the country. And what I'm doing, there's a rumor that's been started here that I'm leaving. He didn't say that. Okay. On Rob Bishop's show when he replaced me yesterday, Rob was saying the same thing and mentioning John. So, you know, I don't know. The only thing I do know is that it's being said, or there's rumors being. I've got five telephone calls, folks, when I got back into the country, five voicemails from people talking to me about me leaving the country and being replaced on the network. Now, where did that come from? I don't know. Okay, and all I'm saying is I'm clarifying why I went down there, because there evidently is some miscommunication about the reasons why I went down there. End of story. I'm not upset with anybody about any of this. I'm certainly not upset with John about his position or his perspective on being a coward if you leave the country. That's fine. Okay, I am concerned about, you know, people that are calling me saying, well, you know, you're being replaced, and people that are sending me emails and people are saying you're leaving this country, because I don't know where that came from. I'd like to know. At any rate, okay, no big deal. I appreciate the call from Bryant in Virginia. I guess, you know, he's called in, I say he's only called in a couple times. So, Bryant, I do appreciate that call. I don't know whether you were a new listener or whatever. You say you've been, you say Kurtman dropped off. Kurtman, you're welcome to call back in. I'd be happy to take your call if you like. Anyway, you know, I went down and I had a business trip with Ron the Expatriate. Ron wants to sponsor my show, which means he wants to come up and he wants to talk about expatriation. Now, there are people out there that are vehemently opposed to expatriation, and there are people out there that are seriously thinking about it. I've had two shows on expatriation, and every time I do, the phone lines light up, and there's 15, 20, 25 callers that call in, all asking questions about it. The phone lines were loaded when I had the show last week when I was down in Mexico, and Ron is, or at least last time I talked to him, was in the midst of calling these people back, giving them information on the business. So it's a highly valid topic. It's a highly controversial topic, but it's highly valid, okay? And here's a guy that is wanting to come on the show and talk about it. I'd like to get input from the listening audience about what they think about it. I mean, do you think that it's an issue that needs to be talked about or not? The only reason I'm here, folks, is convey my thoughts to the audience and get input to find out what the temperature is out there. Let's go to Don in Wisconsin. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
I'm not surprised. John always says one thing and then says he never says it, so... He said that. I heard him say it, too. He said it on numerous occasions about what people were. I'm not going to use the words, but what they were if they left the country, or they should just go and get the hell out of here and never come back, or they're going to kick our butts or something when it does that. I tell you, you know, he must be about 30 feet tall or something, because I don't know how easily he's going to kick my butt. And I'm interested. I called you once, and I asked you, what about these places? Where can you go? Everything seems pretty locked up. How long would you be able to stay there before they fell under that hobnailed boot on my throat rule? So I congratulate you for going, and I tell you, when I heard all that bad mouth, I thought, you know, Michael, he's kind of impressed me as a guy that would, you know, take a little of your crap, but pretty soon you're going to get you're going to get something that you've been looking for. So I respect you, man, and I tell you, if you haven't got the freedom to go where the hell you want, then what are we talking about? We might as well just belly up and let it get over with.
I hear John breathing there. John,
yeah,
you with
hey,
me?
How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine. Listen, you want to go to Melissa in Texas? I had a little,
let's stick with, who's this caller right now? I'm Paul
Don in Wisconsin. Yeah, Don, you still there?
Don in Wisconsin.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, how you doing,
yeah.
Don?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, that's good. And what is this? I say one thing and I do another. I'm a little perplexed by that.
Well, I know you're a pretty strong-willed individual, and so am I.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does that have to do with the price of ketchup on the Chicago Exchange right now?
Whose remark was that, John?
That was mine. Yes.
Well, I figured we'd have some kind of retort like that. What I'm talking about is what I hear on the radio, and then people say they don't say it. So I just was taken aback.
No, wait a minute. Well, let's stop with the controversy here. Since you wanted to bring this up and you wanted to bash me on this program, that's the reason why I'm here. What's your problem and how can I address it?
I have no problem. I'm just making a statement to Michael that when people are saying now that it never was said, I'm saying that's BS.
No, there's a little misunderstanding going on here. I've been saying this for as long as I've been on the airwaves. This has nothing to do with Michael Herzog, what he's been talking about, or what he's been doing on his own show.
Well, that's the inference that came across the airwaves, because there's a lot of people have heard it, and there's numerous people called in about it.
Well, and I don't know, and I guess I have to talk to Michael off air about this one, that somehow he's going to be replaced as a talk show host. I have not spoken to anybody about anything, and all of a sudden the rumors are flying rampant, and your inference here... And I have said this, and I will say this again on this program, that if, and Michael qualified it by saying if people have legitimate reasons for leaving the country, I'm just saying there's a lot of people who are leaving the country because they're too damn scared to stick around. And for those people, when they leave, don't let them come back, because they're not going to stick around for the refounding of this republic. And I'm in agreement with the prior caller, don't come back and try to pick the fruit that we have sown here, that we planted the seeds to rebirth this nation. Don't come back and try to take advantage of the spoils when you had nothing to do with restoring the country. That's been my only point, and I've been saying that on air for 12 years.
Anything else, Don?
No, I said my piece. I'm not one to banter words, you know. So
All right. Don, I appreciate the call. Listen, John, Melissa called in my show the other day, and she was a little bit upset. I'd like to talk to her. She's on the line. You want to stay on?
Sure, I'll stay on for a few minutes. I got to prep for my own program, but go ahead.
All right, Melissa, go ahead. You're on with Michael and John. Go ahead.
Hi, you two.
Hello.
Hi.
I would just say, Michael, you portrayed me as being irate. I was animated and passionate, but I wouldn't say irate.
I didn't say you were. I didn't use that adjective, Melissa.
Yeah, you kind of did.
All right. Well, look, you and Dave. Look, dear. You and Dave called in and said, you know, I think Dave suggested me going to a place and writing about the other side of the story, and I'm very willing to do that. As John is well aware, you know, financially, I'm really not able to. But if you know, the listening audience wants to put up the contributions, pick a spot. I'll go there and I'll write on it from my perspective of it. John knows I will. I've done it before. I've done it with John. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm willing to look at both sides of the coin here. So I'm not upset.
Let me just say this from my point of view. Because if I did come across as irate to anyone, I wouldn't say that I'm irate. What I did leave with yesterday was, or the day before, was that it's illegal, it's immoral, and it's dishonest, and I would never do that to anyone else. And why are they doing that to us? But a couple years ago, while I was at work one day, a construction crew was doing some remodeling in a house where I was working. And this kid came in, and he was obviously illegal. He spoke very broken English, and he was really a sweet-natured kid, and we were trying to deal with, you know, something about the tile or something. And I was kind of singing under my breath while I was working. He said, "What are you singing?" And I said, "Well, it's a hymn that I learned a long time ago from when I was a little kid in church." And he said, "Oh, you go to church?" And I said, "No." And I said, "But I do love God and I do trust God." And he said, "How do you do that?" And I said, "Well, I read my Bible." And he said, "Oh, I didn't know you could." And I mean, he really was totally, you know, he might have been Catholic, but he wasn't very aware of what I was talking about. So I ended up spending time just, you know, talking with him about what I the nature of God and how he is with us in this day and time and how he just loves us and wants to take care of us and we need, you know, trust him and all that stuff.
Right. And let me answer.
And what I'm saying, though, is that he was an illegal. I didn't run up and punch him in the nose. What most people would call, I witnessed to him about the Lord that I love. And I'm not an ogre.
I never painted you as an ogre. You were passionate the other day. I never used the word irate. Okay.
Well, you did for what's his face before me. But anyway, you know, I would just say that, yes, they're people. Yes, they have lives. Yes, it's a sad state of affairs for everyone concerned. And but still, I wouldn't go move in on somebody else and do it to them because it's wrong.
Good. All right. Point well made. Thank you for the call, Melissa. Hey, John.
Yes.
I had when I got back into Dallas last night, I had about 5 messages from people asking me if I was being replaced. So they were talking about they heard it on your show. So I went in and I listened to the archives of your show, and I heard you say that, yeah, you're putting some new people on the network. Now, I'm the first to admit, I didn't hear you say you were replacing me. So here we go with another assumption.
That's right.
But correct me if I'm wrong, John. And I know you'll be totally upfront with me because you always are. Okay. Did you assume that I was moving to Mexico?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, well, where did this get started? Because Bishop was on the show yesterday.
Don't ask me. I haven't even spoken to Rob Bishop.
Yeah, he was on the show.
He subbed for you yesterday on your program. And I'm listening to him talk, and I'm listening to the person he had on. And I thought you were the last person to speak to him. I haven't spoken to Rob Bishop probably in a couple of weeks. And I assume that he had a conversation with you. I'm just listening to the program. That's all I'm doing. And I made no assumptions. I told him nothing. And I assumed that he got it from you.
No, he didn't get it from me. I was on the phone with him until 5 o'clock this morning.
And I have not spoken to anybody outside of this network about anything.
Well, now, he had mentioned to me that, and by the way, I give you a thumbs up for this. He had mentioned to me that he did talk to you and that you had just given him and, I believe, Lee Rogers a show on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I didn't speak to him. Somebody else here at the network did.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, at any rate, I don't know how this got started.
I don't know.
Okay.
Either.
And you know what my issues are financially behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody had a reason to leave this country that has nothing to do with patriot or non-patriot, you know it would be me. I have plenty of reason to leave, and I haven't left. Now, I'm not telling you, John, I haven't thought about it. You know that. I've thought about it many times, especially when I was on the plane last night with this fool, okay, that was laughing in my face after he was getting all his information from Sean Hannity. That's one of those times where you scratch your head and say, what the heck am I doing this for, you know? But at any rate, you know, the bottom line is, and you know this, we're both of the same mindset. Yeah, if somebody walks out of this country and just because they don't want the heat, I agree with you, John. They're cowards and they shouldn't come back. Okay, you know, you take this country back. But on the flip side of that coin, I want you to think about this one. Look what happened to Ed Brown. And you know what my position is. At some point in time down the road, I could very well be another Ed Brown. You know that. So, you know, I ask myself this question on a regular basis, John. You know, how long am I going to sit here and do this? If the heat came down, would I be standing there or sitting there next to you in a foxhole? You bet I would. Okay, but how much fighting can you do from a jail cell?
Who's going to jail?
No, I'm saying at some point in time, you know, look at these draconian laws that are being passed right now, H.R. 1955 and so forth, John. You know, at some point in time, the heat's going to come down. You know what the issues I have going on behind the scenes. I'm not going to get into it on the air. But at any rate, listen, okay, I'll talk to you off the air. All right, thanks, John.
All right,
sir. We'll be back with the final segment in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, Michael Lizzo of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment, and then John's coming on. Michael Dale, are you with me, sir?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Oh, not bad at all. I'll just listen to your conversation. I was compelled to call in.
Oh, okay. Give me your thoughts, Michael.
I mean, you know, everyone knows that we're in a dire situation right now. I mean, you know, you've got OPEC nations talking trash about the dollar, and if they just mention it in public the dollar is doing bad, then they say it may, you know, lead to a collapse of the weak dollar. And everyone's trying to find out, you know, what to do in their own interest. And I think that, well, I can't say, you know, what everyone should do, but I just would say that, you know, if you need to run to the hills, then please do, but at least stay on the battlefield. You know, we never know what may come down the pipe in this country.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. And I've had conversations with you off the air, you know, about this. And I've had conversations with John about expatriating, because I've got a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes that the public isn't aware of. You know, and my position is this. You know, I'm not a coward. I'll stand toe-to-toe with anybody, anytime. And John knows that. You know, John and I are the same mindset there. John and I have gotten in some pretty heated discussions about different issues, but neither of us back down, you know, because we are of that mindset. But at any rate, you know, the whole subject of expatriation, Michael, is because there's a guy that wants to come on here and sponsor me on this issue of expatriation, and it's a very controversial issue. It always gets a lot of attention, and it prompts a lot of telephone calls. And if people want to do that, you know, if you know their perspective of truth is different than John's, then let them do it. You know, and if we win this back, then don't let them come back, okay? But the point is if they want to do it, they wouldn't do us any good if we were on a battlefield to begin with. You know, they'd throw their arms down and surrender. So, you know, if they want to go, let them go. Well, listen, Michael, I got Jeff in Tennessee. Let me pull him up here. You can stay on if you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. Did you have something else you wanted to insert?
No, I just, you know, I know people, you know, who have left America and gone to Switzerland and Sweden and places, and those countries aren't any better. I just think that, you know, if everybody had the sort of same mindset that those people did, then the people who originally established and fought for this country would never have.
I agree with you. Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Michael.
No problem.
Real quick, Jeff in Tennessee, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Two quick thoughts here about the expatriates. There might be a segment of society that you've overlooked for having reasons for doing that. For instance, okay. Your retirees, purely for financial mm-hmm. reasons, they mm-hmm. can live better in another country, whereas they can't really retire in comfort here.
Well, that's very true, and I'll tell you, Jeff, and I reported this on my show, is that I got my tooth fixed. It was quoted $900 to me up here. I got it fixed for $27, and I could, if I wanted to live there, I could very, very comfortably live on $500 a month. So yes,
right.
Indeed, you know, if a senior citizen is looking to, you know, expand their lifestyle, that would be the place to go. No question about it.
Yeah, it's not a question of avoiding a political confrontation. Some people just aren't up to that or maybe even aren't aware of it, and so they just do it purely for living standards reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one quick thing, if I have a website for people who might be interested in some of those details, if I could give that out.
Real quick, we've got 1 minute. Go ahead.
expatworld.com, expatworld.com. It just gives a lot of details on how to go about those kinds of situations for anybody that's
interested.
Very
good. All right, thanks for the input. Thanks for the call, Jeff. All right, end of another day. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving will be a rebroadcast. Got John coming up in a couple of minutes, and I'm sure he'll have his thoughts. And guess what? Like it or not, I'll be listening. So I will see you again later. Enjoy the holidays, folks, and enjoy the rest of the day. Talk to you later. Bye.